Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
There's a way of dealing with the pain of saying goodbye to players who you've grown to love. Is there any number of ways of dealing with it? And that's what we're going through at this stage. You know, there's a grieving period as we say goodbye to players who have been part of our football journey. One way you can do it is to turn to verse and poem and write the words down and let them just come out of you. And prose, perfect. One man who's done that about football, because he clearly has a sense for it and a feeling for the game, is Damian Bellisone, and he's written a book, Strange Game in a Strange Land, a poetic celebration of Australian rules football. And you and I have done this today. So we thought we'd get Damien on to tell us about his...
We're poets.
That's right. Well, there's three of us now who are all sort of sharing the love
dilettantes.
Of the written word. Thank you very much. If only we had a Chardonnay to share while we were doing this, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, where is a little crisp Chard?
Damien Bellisone joins us. Hello, mate.
How you going, Andy?
We're going well,
and
thank
Bob.
You.
G'day, Damien.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. Well, Bob's had you in his life for a while now, because not that I have, not through any fault of or any opposition to the book, I just haven't got around to getting it. But you're an advocate of the Bellisone work, aren't you?
I am. I've read the book, Strange Game in a Strange Land, and you know, some people have a hard time with sport and art and the collision of those two. I'm not one of those people, and I think Damien has hit on something rather special. And in today, and this is the finals on the horizon and spring and all of that, new beginnings. But it's also, there's a time of football mourning, and when players finish up, it is, you know, it is kind of an emotional time. And I believe, and today has strengthened that view, that limericks and poems are a very healthy way of sharing grieving
public. Well, before we get Damien to assess our work, tell us a bit about where the motivation came from within you, Damien, to put your love of the game in the forms that you have.
Yeah, okay. Look, I've been writing poetry and fiction for a while, but Aussie rules has always been something that I've been very passionate about since I was a kid, and was probably my first love, and probably the literature thing came a little bit later. I was always sort of working on longer sort of poems, but then it sort of struck me that, you know, there's a real correlation, like Andy was just saying then, Bob was saying just then, with football and art. I think people don't probably realise it until they think about it, but I like to think of a little rhyme or a little poem or a little couplet as like a passage of play, you know, like
perfect.
Extracting the ball from the pack and getting a handball out, and I see a correlation of poetry and footy when I see someone like Peter Matera having, you know, two or three bounces of the footy, you know, at top speed, or Jarman, the way he handles the ball, or even Liam Ryan, you know, the way he flies for a mark. I find that very poetic. So I just tried to encapsulate those little movements into these little poems. And I think, these days, a lot of people have a tweet attention span, so I was trying to come up with something that was short and sweet. I mean that in a good way. If I send you guys a 200 verse poem, you're probably not going to read it.
Chance
but if I send you a couple of couplets about Robbie Flower or halfback flankers or Malcolm Blight, you'll probably have a quick look at it. And there'll be value in that. So that was the aim with the book, just to have a snapshot of the game.
It's a wonderful book, Damien. I'm intrigued. You mentioned Liam Ryan there, and you also mentioned Robbie Flower. And I don't think it's a stretch, any of us, you know, to imagine Robbie Flower's career, what he represents. A poem, we're all kind of, that can drag a poem out of all of us, Robbie Flower.
Is it
more difficult, do you find it, Damien, with the modern game and the modern players?
I still love footy. I know there's a lot of, you know, I grew up in the 80s, so I'll probably have that nostalgic sort of link to the 80s. But I still get a lot out of watching the footy, and I don't actually mind... I think something in those tight, you know, contested games, that those flashes of brilliance can stand out even more. I mean, I reckon this year we've had some incredible highlights, some incredible goals. You look at the goals of the week and the marks of the week every week this year. I reckon we've had some real quality, so some real great moments. Okay, the games have been low scoring and it's contested, and there's a few things we've probably got to work on. But I still think there's a lot of poetry worthy footballers out there.
So Damien Bellisane is the man we're listening to. Strange Game in a Strange Land is his compilation of works. Damien, we've got a couple of very quick verses that we've written ourselves. I've done Matty Cruiser. Bob's done Cade Simpson. Do you mind if we just have a... And you give us a very tight appraisal of our work. I'm happy to go first and set the bar incredibly high. So I'll read mine. Just give me a really tight take on this, if you wouldn't mind. I know a big fella called Matty. Short of a word, he was never real chatty. His playing days are done. He can now go and have fun. Before long, he'll turn into a real fatty. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
The limerick.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Look, I reckon your technique was very good there. Good rhyming leader.
Thank you.
Don't hold back, Damien.
Thank you, Damien.
Don't encourage that dross.
Come on, you give him yours then, and let's see what Damien's got to say about your pretentious offering.
Hear ye, hear ye. All right, here I go. Settle down, Ma. All right, here we go, Damien. Roses are red, Cade Simpson the blue. Today, he hangs up his boots from a screw. He went left, sleeves down, sans shave. From a flank, he was lean, he was brave. That is good stuff, don't you reckon, Damien?
Damien's happy, laughing at that.
Happy, happy for you to steal that and put it in your next book, Damien.
I like it. Small I like the royalty. Passion. I think it encapsulates Cade Simpson perfectly.
Thank you.
So, Damien, we're going to open the lines up after five. We're going to take some offerings from people. Because I think inside of us, there's a poet wanting to jump out, and we're going to encourage people to have a crack at this, and we're going to encourage people to find your book, Strange Game in a Strange Land, your poems have appeared in hundreds of publications worldwide, including the New York Times have picked up some of your work. It's that sort of calibre. So thanks for giving us a quick judgment, and keep coming up with the body of work that you've already well and truly putting together. Thanks for being part of it this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, gents. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Damien Bellisane. Strange Games in a Strange Land. We've got an hour to go. Shane O'Sullivan's going to join us after the news. But if you want to come at us hard in the last hour with the best poetry you can come up with regarding a player who's close to your heart, feel free. Yeah. We're here for you for the final
hour. Be disciplined.
Hour of the show.
Be disciplined, though. Four lines with a rhyme, a limerick.
We don't want 200 verses. We don't want that.